Hello, I am Nimja, and this is Nimja Live Stage Show. Now, of course, it was Shakespeare who said that all the world's a stage. But of course, in this case, we're talking about a very specific stage. I want you to close your eyes for a moment and imagine sitting in a nice, large auditorium. See, you can't just have a hypnosis show in any random place. In fact, the school was nice enough to let me perform here. A few students knew about me and they were wondering if everyone else would enjoy a hypnosis show. So, here we are. I am standing on the stage, and you are sitting in the audience, looking up at me as stages are elevated, but other than that, simply enjoying the show. Hello, I am Nimja, and this is a stage show. See, most hypnotists have a fancy name like mesmerizer or the master this or the mind controller that, but not me. It is simply Nimja. And the reason for this is that I let you decide what you think of me. Maybe you'll be impressed today and maybe you'll be bored. I don't know. I can't decide for you how you're feeling, but I can try to guide you. See, we get guided every day of our lives, influenced by the people around us. If someone makes a good joke, we laugh, we're entertained. If someone makes a bad joke, maybe we frown, we apply the palm of our hand to our face. See? That made you smile. I just had an effect on you without even using hypnosis. Now the thing is about hypnosis, it's that it's not actually that magical. There's a lot of science behind it, and there's a lot of clever people trying to figure out exactly how it works. And they're about as far with that as they're trying to figure out how dreams work, which is to say, not that far yet. But that's okay. It's still something very enjoyable, like sleeping. And just like sleeping, it's very relaxing and completely safe. Well, you wouldn't want to sleep behind the wheel, of course. And similarly, you shouldn't do hypnosis when you're driving a car. Now, since you're sitting in the audience, you can't be driving a car. Otherwise, I'd be in trouble. No cars allowed in the auditorium. Well, also, the car would probably crash into the stage, I would say ow, bounce left or right, and that would be that, end of the show. That wouldn't be fun. So instead, let's actually have some fun with each other. See, what I'm going to do is first, I'm going to show you a simple form of hypnosis that may or may not work with you. And if it does, maybe I'll ask you up here. So what we're going to do is I'm going to ask you to close your eyes. Now, hopefully you enjoy listening to my voice. Hopefully you like the cadence and the melody of my voice. I try not to be boring. I try not to talk in a completely monotone voice, which many people do. No, instead, I try to sort of play across your mind, as if I'm playing an instrument. And you can't make a song with one note. Although, a drum maybe, but even there, you use subtle changes and intensities to make for variation. In fact, there's one thing that makes music work, be it drums or instruments, and that's harmony. And that's actually something that we're going to do today. My words will simply play a melody for your mind. And if the harmony is fine, your mind will respond, enjoying. It might relax or even drift away into a wonderful state of blankness. It may just float, feeling light and drifty, and feeling enjoyably relaxed. It may become very responsive to my words, that I could snap my fingers and tell you to drop, and you'd feel yourself fall. But I'm getting ahead of myself, aren't I? Even though some of you have already fallen. Even though some of you in the audience, I could see your heads just lolling forward slowly. And then with the drop came that wonderful feeling of just drop. Your mind going blank, your body relaxing a little bit more. And that nice feeling of my voice just flowing into your mind without you having to think about it. So, what I'm going to do is I'm going to count down from 10 to 1. And with every count, I want you to imagine that you're in an elevator going down. See, we're starting at 10, which is when you're awake. And we're going down all the way to 1, which is where you'll be deeply in trance. And that's it. That's all I have to do. See, I've gained some of your trust by showing that I'm just nice and gentle, and I'm not an evil overlord trying to take over the world. I have the wrong laugh for that currently. We'll see later if I'm evil, okay? See, that smile, that little smirk, it's just me playing a melody across your mind. 10. All you have to do is listen and enjoy. 9. Slowly going down. 8. Thankfully without any elevator music. 7. But a nice, relaxing cadence. 6. Going deeper and deeper. 5. Letting yourself relax more and more. 4. Just enjoying that warm, relaxing feeling. 3. Almost there. 2. You can almost feel the relaxation. And 1. Drop deep. Now see, you are nice and deep. And I think you would make a wonderful subject for a little display of hypnosis here on stage. And all you have to do is just come up here. And just like that, you can feel yourself already moving. Without thinking about it, you got up from your chair in the auditorium, started walking to the stage, stood in front of me, and with just a flick of my head, you realized that you should face the audience. Now this is where lots of stage hypnosis tries to show off the powers that the hypnotist has over the subject. Usually by making them do silly things or making them do intense things. I, however, have a different plan. See, the thing is, everyone in the audience is less hypnotized than you are. And they don't know how good that feels. They have no idea how good it feels to be deeply hypnotized. Otherwise, they'd be up here with you. So what we're going to do is we're going to show them how good it feels to be hypnotized. And the better you feel, the more deeply you feel it, the more amazed the audience will become. Now, of course, I'm not going to ask you to stand this whole time. So, thanks to a little helper, a chair is now right behind you. And if I touch your forehead and make you drop, you easily fall into the chair with a little bit of guidance. And there you sit, so relaxed. Now the audience is captivated. They've seen you go from almost a robot walking onto the stage without really paying them any attention to a complete ragdoll. You could almost hear the gasp. The audience is quiet, staring. It feels so nice to just have this experience. See, the thing is, the audience doesn't have as nice a feeling as you do right now. You are both the center of attention, but also the center of relaxation. You are so incredibly relaxed, and the more relaxed you become, the more amazing it is for the others. And what makes this so much fun is its subtlety. Its wonderful, delicious subtlety that you feel when you're this relaxed. Now, with just a few simple words and touches, I make you stand. But your mind still feels relaxed. Your mind still feels so relaxed, and you can feel how the audience is staring. When I ask you to open your eyes, you look out at the audience. And you see them all looking at you, curious, amazed. And you feel that you are the center of attention, not because of ridicule or humiliation, but because of awe, because you're impressing them. And you can feel deep inside that every single member of the audience secretly wishes that they were you. And I give you a very simple suggestion. I tell you that some of them make your feet glue to the stage, then they walk away and ask you to join them, making fun of how you can't move. But no, I do something much nicer. I tell you that every step towards me is deeper in trance. Even though it becomes more difficult to walk towards me, you still want to. And the audience can see it. The first step is easy. The second step seems to slow down already. The third's becoming almost glacial. The fourth, so slow that your movement is almost not noticeable. And the fifth, last step, wow, you are so relaxed and so calm inside, that your movements seem to be slowed down in time so much that you're like a statue. But everyone can see that you are so peaceful, so calm inside, that they envy you. And it feels good. And just as you're trying to bridge the last few inches, I touch your forehead and you drop. I grab you by the wrist to make sure that you don't fall on the ground, but I sit you down. I sit you down and I let you know that you're very nice and deep. Now we're going to do a little play. We are on a stage after all, and since we are on a stage, we must be in theater. And since we are on stage in a theater, we are in a play, which means that you and I are in a play. Now, you want to perform well, don't you? You want to do your best on stage. See, this is not like TV, where if you make a mistake, they can just do another take. No, here on stage, you give it everything. When you are on stage, you focus on the performance itself. Now, this play is very simple. I am an evil hypnotist who is trying to mesmerize an innocent subject, and you are playing the innocent subject. So the first few moments, you act resistance. You act as if you don't want to be mesmerized. You want to resist, but you know that the guiding tone of the mesmerist cannot be resisted. You know that you will fall. You will fall for his control. I help you stand up and I ask you to take a few steps backwards. Now we are both on the stage, facing each other. And when I snap my fingers and say act, you can feel it happening to you. Act. Now you see me making grand movements with my hands, overplaying the evil hypnotist. I move my fingers across, I wave them in front of your face, and I tell you that you are under my control. But no, you very convincingly act as if you resist. You know that you are the innocent damsel in distress, the classical scene of being taken or kidnapped by the evil mesmerizer. And you resist, you say no, you look the other way. And as you do so, you realize that you can't help but look back. You can't help but keep looking back. And slowly your resistance melts. And this wonderful bit of play, this wonderful theater production of a victim, a subject, slowly being put into a mesmerized state. Your own movements slow down until you finally stand there on the stage, straight, stiff, quiet. You stare at me with an unblinking gaze. And as you see me staring at you, you know that you've lost. When I snap my fingers again, you turn to the audience and bow, smiling. They don't clap. They're too mesmerized themselves by the performance. You can see them all stare, jealous, awed, confused but amazed. And I move my hand to the chair, motion you to sit. As I touch your forehead, you slump in the chair, and you're out again. Now in a moment, I tell you, I'm going to wake you, and all I have to do is count you back up. And after I wake you, I want you to make a small bow to the audience, and when you get back, be prepared to answer many questions. I'm sure that a lot of people will want to tell how it felt to be here. And they want you to tell how you felt being on stage, part of my stage show. I lean in to whisper in your ear, well done. One, two, slowly waking. Three, four, a little more. Five, six, almost awake. 7, 8, almost there, and 9, 10, wake, and welcome back.